This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, what did we get for number five this week?
We got Game of Thrones, and when is this going to die? I mean, come on. I've already been ridiculed by everybody that I know for not watching the original Game of Thrones, and now they're coming out with a new series, a spinoff, 10 episodes. It's going to take place 300 years prior to the events in the original series, and it's based off of George R.R. Martin's companion book, Fire and Blood, and it's going to follow the Targaryen king who long ruled Westeros before the events of Game of Thrones. It's like, I mean, get another idea. Let's move on, all right? I don't need to continue to talk about Game of Thrones on this. And there's also another spinoff series that had in the works. It was going to star Naomi Watts. And reports earlier this week said it was going to be scrapped. And then they announced this one. So everybody's like, wait, which one's being scrapped? But this one, based on Fire and Blood, is going to go 10 episodes. We don't know when it's coming out, but whatever.
I'm so disappointed in this. Game of Thrones had such a garbage ending to the series. Why are they going to revive it? I kind of feel like just let it go. You know, you had a bad ending. You can, it's okay. You can live, though.
No, I agree. There's actually, I saw a picture of somebody dressed up as the final season of Game of Thrones in New York City, and they were just a big bag of trash. And they were holding a coffee cup, Starbucks coffee cup, as well, which was pretty funny.
Oh, that's horrible. I wasn't going to say it was complete trash. I was just saying it was bad, but that was a good costume. I like it.
Well, maybe they're doing this to redeem themselves. They're like, hey, we can still do it. Check it out. We got good stuff going on, and this is going to be something that everybody makes them forget about how bad the final season was, and they're like, hurrah.
Well, hopefully it won't be bad, but I'll keep my eye out for it. What we get for number four?
We got the Hero Dog, and you might have seen this trending on social media. It was the awesome military dog that was instrumental in the raid of Baghdadi, killing the ISIS leader earlier this week, and they declassified the photo. And it's just a big, smiley-looking dog, and I guess he played a really integral role in those operations there. And then they were going to say, they were going to declassify the name of the dog because they could unveil where it was trained, what special skills it had, but then really they just declassified it. So the dog's name is allegedly Conan, and yeah, it's cool. And then Trump tweeted out a Photoshop photo of him giving the dog the Medal of Honor, which I thought was really funny. And that spurred people on Twitter to then tweet photos of the declassified dogs and celebrating the fact that they sleep really good or like chase squirrels really well. So everybody's been on the trend. The dog is super cute, though, and obviously is a hero.
I saw the picture of the dog and I was like, oh, it's such a cute dog. He looks so happy in the picture. But I just want to say, how unreal is Trump that he tweeted out a Photoshopped picture? And you know it was fake. He knew it. We knew it. But it was just, what is he doing?
Yeah. I mean, my take on that was he was doing it as a joke because it was so obviously Photoshopped. And, like, the caption was, like, a true American here, like, all in caps. So I think, I hope he wasn't trying to pull a fast one on the American people, because obviously we know that he was Photoshopped. I don't know. But also he Photoshopped it from him giving the Medal of Honor out to, I don't know exactly who it was, but some other individual. It's like, hey, that was a picture of me. Why'd you take me out?
I want to know who's creating this stuff for him. Does he have someone like making memes on the fly? Like, hey, man, you need to do this. I need a Photoshop picture of a caterpillar and a dog. Don't ask questions.
It's true because he has done those type of doctor photos in the past. And maybe he's just got a nice Photoshopper on retainer. Or maybe it's him himself because it's clearly not like the best photographic work out there. So maybe he's just kind of pasting the old Photoshop and popping it on Twitter. I wouldn't put it past it.
What we get for number three?
We've got Movember, and it is November 1st. So we're officially out of October, and we are in, you know, what used to be kind of kind of, I guess it's still, it's kind of No Shave November or Movember, and it's people kind of growing mustaches to raise awareness and money for men's health issues like prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, other things. So yeah, you're going to see a lot of mustaches out there this month. I stupidly just shaved my mustache on Monday. I had a pretty sick stash. Some may call it dirty. Some may call it gross. I thought it was cool, a nice little X factor to my face. But I shaved it off, and I would have had a great head start on all the other people that are just popping in it right now. But the origins are interesting with Movember. It started in 2003, and it's just these Australian dudes. They're grabbing a drink at a bar, and they're like, man, we should bring the mustache back, kind of phase out of our fashion, our phase out of society. And then they're like, man, we should do it with a cause, and that's kind of what it evolved into. And now it's pretty massive. So, yeah, you're going to see some mustaches.
I think a lot of people, and I'm not sure, maybe it's just me. A lot of men look better with a mustache. I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I like when a man has like a little bit of fur on his face.
Sure. Yeah, I think that that's actually a popular opinion. I like the way I looked a little bit better. Again, it was like a nice tweak to my normal face. I've heard people kind of equate it to, like, you know, women wear makeup and men can have facial hair, and it kind of like ups the aesthetically pleasing levels of the facial region significantly. So I don't know. I think I actually look better with a shave. People were saying that I look like the killer from Lovely Bones, which is not the best association. So I think it's better than on my face. But if you are doing Movember and you're raising funds for mental health issues, men's health issues, then good on you. Even if you look stupid, you're fighting the good fight. Oh, also, we looked at the uniquely searched mustaches or in each state on Google search, and in Illinois, the handlebar beard. I don't even know what the heck that is.
The handlebar beard? Like, wait, how does that go?
I know, because you've heard of the handlebar mustache. I don't know what a handlebar beard is. I'm unaware.
I think of like a motorcycle handlebars, like vroom vroom. Like, is it going to be that long? You put your hands on it.
Yeah, I guess so. There's all kinds of weird stuff. Like Idaho is the monkey tail beard. Georgia is the lace front beard. I mean, there's so many different types of facial hair. It's fascinating. I'd love to know some about these styles and maybe implement them in my own face.
Oh, if you're interested in that, go look at the beard competitions. I forgot all about that. There's like, they're the ones who like put wax onto their beard, and they make the little loopty loops, like weird little loops all in their beard. And it actually looks really interesting, and they'll have old timey hats on. Like, is this what people did in the 17th century? Like, is this how they entertained themselves? Like, let me put wax on my beard.
That is really sick. There's the Oregon Duck strength and conditioning. He's got such a sick mustache, like crazy wax, kind of curls up. And the guy's the man, obviously, plays for at the University of Oregon. Go Ducks, love him. But aside of that, his mustache is incredible. So, yeah, I think that stuff is cool. I just can't really grow facial hair. So kind of, yeah.
Neither could my father. He always had a mustache my entire life. Well, except for one time. And he took his mustache off, like shaved it off, and he didn't look like himself. It was like, it was a very strange man in my house.
Dude, that is exactly what happened with me and my dad. Like, one time, me and my sister convinced him to shave it because he always had a mustache. And then he shaved it, and we're like, dude, who is this stranger living in our house? I couldn't even look at it. I could not even look at him until he grew back. Oh, it was so weird.
What we get for number two?
We have daylight saving times. It's daylight saving time. It's not daylight savings time. Everyone's fun. It's singular. The plural is incorrect. So it's daylight saving time. It doesn't really roll off the tongue as much as daylight saving time, but whatever. We're falling back this Saturday, well, I guess Sunday at 2 a.m., so late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and we get an extra hour of sleep, so we're falling back. I guess we have to, like, I don't have any clocks that I have to manually, like, move. Everything just kind of sets automatically, but if you do got clocks out there, make sure you set them back, and it's going to be good. I think that it's so dark in the mornings, and I was excited to fall back a little bit, but it's interesting because the New York City Marathon is this weekend, which means that there might be some mix-up because it's on Sunday morning. There'll be some mix-up at the time if people don't set their clocks originally. So if they're traveling, they've got a time zone, then the time change. Whew. But hey, extra hours, sleep, what's up?
So, okay. Most of my clocks are automatic, except for this one on the wall, and it's really high up. I have to get like this this really annoying step ladder to change it. So I never changed it. It's still like an hour back. So I'm happy that it's finally daylight saving time. So it's going to be correct now.
That's a big win. That's great. For you to wait that out the whole year, you're back in the red zone. So that's a lot of persistence, a lot of patience, a lot of perseverance coming from you. So I'm proud that you didn't succumb to the pressures.
Succumb to the pressure. That's, I'm not even going to let you do that. I couldn't find anybody tall enough to grab it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think at the end of the day, yeah, you're just lazy. But I'd like to look at the bright side of this. You know, you're not gonna let the time, you know, dictate your life.
At some point, it was going to be correct. I just had to keep reminding myself that it wasn't really an hour behind. Like, oh, no, no, it's actually 1 p.m. I have to add an hour. It really messed me up.
You know what they say, you know, even a broken clock is right 2 times a day. So there you go.
Lewis Carroll. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
What we get for number one?
We've got the World Series. The Washington Nationals won the first ever franchise World Series, which is sick. And it was a game 7. They beat the Houston Astros. It was on the road in Houston. And the team is resilient. They had just some incredible, incredible postseason run. They were 5-0 in elimination games in the playoffs. Obviously, they didn't lose any elimination games because they were never eliminated. But just thinking about that, your back is against the wall. Winner take all for 5 games. In the postseason, that's crazy. And it was kind of a roller coaster of a series. The Nationals went up 2-0, and then Houston came back, won 3 games, and then the Nationals, you know, won 2 more to clinch the series. So, a huge win for them. It's the franchise's first win. Everybody's stoked. But also, the Nationals have only been in Washington, D.C. as the Nationals for 17 years. But also, a lot of people are talking about Bryce Harper, who's their star, that wanted out of Washington. He went to the Philadelphia Phillies, and in his introductory press conference, he got a little bit confused what team he was on, and this was last year. And he said, "Man, I'm just happy to be here. I just want to bring the title back to D.C. so everybody wins the World Series." Wit did go to D.C. They were bringing up that video of Bryce Harper, who is not on the team anymore. Like, haha, I guess you were right. You did bring the championship back to D.C. But congrats to the Nationals.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to do that well, but that's an underdog story, I think, and I really like that regardless.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I've never been in a championship city, so I don't know what it feels like to run out and, like, you know, party in the street, light stuff on fire, and go to a championship parade, but it sounds like you're right. In Washington, D.C. is a congrats.
It's a beautiful feeling. I'm going to tell you now, Justin. It's wonderful to know when your city wins and you're out there celebrating with them and they're carrying the cup all through the city. But I can tell you're jelly, and I'm sorry.
So you know, jelly. Maybe one day. I just want the Oregon Ducks to win the football title, the national championship. That would be the best. And now that San Diego doesn't have Chargers anymore, it's like, I just don't either.
Well, I'm gonna hope for you. I'm gonna hope for you,
thank you.
I'm gonna give you all my energy. Your team's gonna win, or maybe I hope so.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What we get for the YouTube video this week?
Yeah, it's called Planting 2 Million Trees, biggest project ever, and it's this guy, Miss Beast, and Mark Rover kind of teamed up, and they're like, "Yo, we're gonna plant a bunch of trees," and then they started planting trees. They're like, "Hey, we're gonna plant 20 million trees." And they were like, "Man, that's actually really hard to do." But they did plant a ton of trees within the specific area in Oregon. Shout out to Oregon. Love that place. And then they started saying, like, okay, we're actually just going to have other charities that plant trees. If you donate money to them to help us reach our 20 million tree goal. And so every dollar that you donate, one tree is planted. And you can donate right on the website or right on the video on YouTube through YouTube, and it's awesome. So they're out there donating or planting trees, and it was kind of a funny video. I was going to be annoyed, but it was actually really funny and well done. And you know, you can't argue with planting trees. Planting trees is good. Everyone loves a good tree. So yeah, if you feel so inclined, throw out a donation, plant some stuff, and help them reach their 20 million tree goal.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Mr. Beast has weird videos where he'll do random things where, like, there was a pool of ramen and whoever's the last to get out wins $10,000. Or he'll tip waitresses with gold bars. It's, I don't know. It's strange. It's funny, but yeah, for in this case, it's a strange video, but for a good cause. So that's pretty cool.
I was unaware that he did weird stuff like that. This is the first time that I'm hearing of it. So you heard of him before this, or you just researched him a little bit for this?
My nephew likes them. I don't know why. It's my nephew likes watching his videos, Mr. Beast. And so, yeah, I kind of know, unfortunately, a little bit about him. I don't like him, personally. But, you know,
oh, wow.
Good cause. Yeah, so I like this one.
Sure. Well, that's good. Yeah. Here's to the trees. And, yeah, good cause that goes along with it.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Hey, always a pleasure.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's masonverapaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.